This is Jan Swift, and you're listening to Discover Lafayette, a podcast dedicated to the people and rich culture of Lafayette, the gateway to South Louisiana. Today's podcast is being recorded in the offices of Raider Solutions. Raider creates and maintains technical strategies for businesses of all sizes across the country, as well as right here in Lafayette, functioning as their complete IT department. Raider's motto is, "You just want it to work, we understand." If you're wondering if Raider can help your business, please visit RaiderSolutions.com. I'm very proud to welcome Iberia Bank as Discover Lafayette's premier sponsor. Founded in 1887, Iberia Bank is the largest bank based in Louisiana and is headquartered here in Lafayette. With 329 combined locations throughout the South, they offer the resources of a national bank with the personal touch of a community bank. Iberia Bank supports educational, cultural, and business development efforts that make a difference in the many communities they serve, including sponsoring this podcast. For more information, please visit iberiabank.com. Today's guest is Denise Longclo of Scenic Lafayette. Our topic today is Lafayette's Azalea Trail. The Azalea Trail originally began in 1935 when the Chamber of Commerce undertook a citywide beautification effort. By the late 1930s, the Garden Club was fully on board, and they walked door to door, encouraging local residents to plant azaleas. By 1940, it's estimated that over 40,000 visitors toured the scenic Azalea Trail in Lafayette. Tourists describe the azaleas as one of the greatest floral treats in the South. In fact, a film entitled Les Jardins des Moutons Gardens was released by Commerce Pictures out of New Orleans, depicting the many tourists who traveled down Highway 90 to drive the Azalea Trail. By 1980, Southern Living named Lafayette's Azalea Trail one of the top 10 tourist events in the South. However, by the mid-1980s, urban sprawl and the demise of the J.C.'s, who had overseen the trail in its last days, led to disinterest, and some historic properties and azaleas were lost. The trail faded in memory. Fast forward to November 2014, when Scenic Lafayette was started. In 2015, Scenic Lafayette adopted Azalea Trail Revitalization as its first year initiative. The next year, in 2016, the City of Lafayette was awarded the Azalea City designation by the Azalea Society of America, one of only 16 in the U.S. 2016 was also the official kickoff of the Azalea Trail Classic Car Caravan. And this year's Azalea Trail Bicycle and Classic Car Cruise takes place on March 9th. We're all looking forward to this because the floral majesty of our local azaleas is so lovely that many people call it a floral Mardi Gras. So Denise Longclo, let's jump in and talk about azaleas.
Thank you.
Welcome to Discover Lafayette. We met last year. You contacted me, and your love of this project was so evident. Would you tell me how you got involved with Azalea Trail and, first of all, Scenic Lafayette?
Sure. A couple of years ago, a friend of mine, Cheryl Perrette, asked me to join Scenic Lafayette, and she asked me to chair it. So I'm co-chairing with Cheryl. I have a passion for Lafayette's beauty. I remember riding the trail as a young girl. I even participated in the Azalea Trail runs in the 90s. So it's just a beautiful part of our community. Our landscape is a cultural asset to me.
Right. Was your family, were they gardeners, or was this just something that you liked?
We are, in a way. When I was young, my mother put up a greenhouse in the backyard when I was in middle school, and it developed an interest for growing flowers and so forth.
Right. Yes. Now, in my intro, from my research, I saw that by the mid-'80s, the Azalea Trail was starting to wane, but you're saying that there was still a bike? There was still a ride?
Yes, the J.C.'s had a Azalea Trail run.
Okay.
In the 90s, and it was a run, and we had T-shirts and all. We ran up and down the trail.
Right. Where is the Azalea Trail?
The Azalea Trail is a 20-mile trail that traverses through the downtown district and the historic district of Sterling Grove, through Jefferson Street, St. Mary, Myrtle Boulevards, all the way down St. Mary into Mouton Gardens. Mm-hmm. I call that Grand Mall Boulevard. Yeah. It's really beautiful. And then from there, you can go down Coolidge Boulevard through Girard Park Drive, Bendel Gardens, and Greenbrier around West Bayou Parkway.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know June Fall, and I know she's been very active in all this. And from what she had told me in the past, there was a real focus on the urban core and revitalization efforts. I know June has been very active in that outside of scenic Lafayette. Is this where most of the azaleas are found in Lafayette?
Yes. The urban core of St. Mary and Myrtle Place and Mouton mm-hmm. Gardens have the oldest bushes in town. They're 50 to 80 years old. Some of mm-hmm. them are almost 15 feet tall.
Right.
So we've been managing those. We've done a lot of work this past year, which we can talk about in a little while.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So did you grow up in that area? Where was your family?
I grew up by Fatima Church on Johnston Street in the Whittington Park subdivision. Mm-hmm. We have a boulevard, and we used to have lovely azaleas there.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Let's go back to November 2014 and early 2015 when Scenic Lafayette decided to adopt the Azalea Trail revitalization. Was that the impetus behind Scenic Lafayette?
It was the impetus behind, it was the catalyst to get them really going. So they planted over 800 azaleas over the last few years, and then this past winter we planted close to 250. They brought the trail back to its glory by replanting. We've taken out some old rotten azaleas, just a few of them. Mm-hmm. We've also bringing it onto the historic properties too in town.
Right. Now, when you say they, are you talking about the core group of Scenic Lafayette?
The core group.
Was this money that was expended on their own, or were there grants that you went for?
Last year, when I became co-chair, I went out and raised money. Mm-hmm. Coolidge Boulevard is our big project that we're working towards now. So we raised a lot of money to revitalize Coolidge Boulevard this winter and raised money to revitalize the trail further.
Right. And so I guess some of these other events that go along with it, including the Azalea Trail Classic bicycle and classic car cruise. Is that done to raise money for the continuing revitalization efforts?
It's really to raise awareness and for people to get out and enjoy the azaleas and to preserve this part of our cultural history.
Right.
It's so historic, and it's a beautiful thing for our culture of life and our tourism and our property, our economy value.
I can't wait. I know some years that they seem to bloom earlier than others, but this year the big event's going to be on March 9th, which is right after Mardi Gras, which is on March 5th this year. So
in the 1930s, the Mayor Roy designated February 23rd as the official bloom season, and that's when they started mapping the trail and promoting it.
Right. And you have some other partners, right? I know you've gotten support from Lafayette Convention and Visitors Commission and other groups locally. Can you talk about that, please?
Yes. Lafayette Visitors has given us grant funding the last few years. We're very appreciative of their support. We are also partnering with the Master Gardeners. We did a planting at some of the historic properties in the fall, and they helped donate the azalea bushes. We are also doing fundraising, and then we can talk about the Atchafalaya Heritage Group, too.
That's what is that?
Great news. Right before Christmas, I applied for two grants for the Azalea Trail efforts, one for the Coolidge Boulevard project and one for our event and the plantings we were doing, and they were awarded. So this Azalea Trail will become part of the Atchafalaya National Heritage Area.
Right.
So we're real proud of that. We're working on bringing that to fruition.
Now, tell me about the azalea itself. You had told me that this is Eastern Asian of origin. How did the azalea come to the U.S.?
We've read in the historical writings that the missionaries brought the azaleas here from East Asia all the way through the Gulf Coast, so not just Lafayette. They were planted at other areas, too.
Right. Yes. So what are some of the other, I know we're one of 16 azalea cities. We have that designation. Where else do people go to witness this?
There are several, and you can go and see the listing and some of the photography on the Azalea Society of America's website. They're listed there.
So could you give examples of where people would travel to?
There's one in Houston. There's Colorado, the Blue Ridge Parkway, Alabama. I don't know which ones are exactly certified, but the list is on their website.
Right. So as far north as Colorado.
Yes.
I was thinking this would be a warm weather type of planting.
But. Well, the deciduous, some of them grow the deciduous in the woods, in the forest.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up on March 9th. We're going to get this podcast out before then. What type of festivities are
you
planning?
March 9th is the annual classic car cruise and bike ride. It'll be from 1 to 4. The bike riders round up at Parc Sanssouci, and they start at 1 o'clock. the classic cars, 1975 or older, will round up at the visitor center, mm-hmm. the gateway, at 2. They begin at 2. Tickets are $25 for a classic car and $15 for bike riders. 12 years and old or younger are free. Mm-hmm. You can rent a bike if you don't have a bike. We also...
That's great. You're partnering with Trail.
We're partnering with Trail, uh-huh. Mr. Scott Schilling's group this
right.
year. That's right. He's taking the lead on the registration. He's doing a great job. So you can... we're also going to be giving prizes to the best vintage-dressed car. Rider and bike rider.
I've seen your pictures on Facebook, on your Scenic Lafayette Azalea Trail Facebook page.
And they're charming.
It's fun, yeah. So is this like a parade in the old cars?
It's a cruise. Uh-huh. It's not a parade. It's just a cruise. We're depicting what they did historically in the 40s and 50s. People would caravan down to Lafayette mm-hmm. and ride the trail.
And hopefully this will raise quite a bit of money to keep
sure.
your work going.
Sure. We're all volunteer-based mm-hmm. organization.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, tell me more. What are your plans for the future? Do you? It looks like this is really taking off. I mean,
yes.
this is you've been doing this now for several years.
Yeah. Last year, before I launched the website, I studied what other areas in the country mm-hmm. were doing for their floral attractions. So Washington, D.C. with their cherry blossoms and Tyler, Texas with the roses and Mobile. Mm-hmm. And I liked what they were doing. They're partnering with historic properties. And a lot of our registered historic properties used to be beautified with azaleas. So we brought that back and we planted in front of the French House, all the red formosas in mm-hmm. October. We planted in front of the Whittington on Johnston, all the pinks. Lafayette Middle School, we planted all the varieties in front of the school. We also did an extensive planting at our gateway, the visitor center, to welcome people to the city of azaleas. So all around the Swamp Pond area, you'll find clusters of azaleas. Right now, we're working on Vermilionville and Acadian Village, beautifying those. We just did a planting at Girard Park to create a walking tour around pond
Lovely.
So that people can get down out of their cars mm-hmm. and see all the varieties of azaleas that grow here in town.
Right.
So in a few years, I hope to develop more photography to promote it mm-hmm. across the country.
Well, now that you've mentioned Lafayette Visitors and Convention Commission, I would like to thank Ben Berth a lot and his
yes.
whole team for what they do, not only to promote Discover Lafayette, but to help Scenic Lafayette
Definitely.
And the Azalea Trail.
Definitely.
They've been very supportive of this podcast,
yes.
which helps us shine the light on and
yes.
volunteers like you, Denise. I want to give them a shout out.
Definitely.
Now, besides azaleas, it seems that I read that you also want people to realize the other beautiful flowers that we have here, such as camellias and other types of flowers and bushes and trees. Would you talk
yes.
about that?
Yes. The last 2 weeks, I got out and took some beautiful photography of the camellias on the Alumni Center grounds in our university. Those are historic formal gardens
and it's beautiful
that were established
there.
By the Hyman family, mm-hmm. and they're really an asset. They're having a fundraiser first time, a camellia tea coming up this weekend, but I would really like to capitalize on that also in the future. The camellias are another great attraction along the mm-hmm. trail. They're
Denise,
beautiful.
Where can people find out about all this? I know you've got a website.
Yes, azaleatrail.org.
Uh-huh. What about an overall big picture of where... you know, visitors could drive through and cruise on their own if they
sure.
come in during
the year. We developed a new brochure this year. They're located at the Visitor Center and also at Don's downtown by Parc Sans Souci. All of our postcards and brochures are at all the welcome centers across the state as well.
Mm-hmm.
And our website has everything, the brochures, the trail map. The website is really extensive. We have a 5-page website where you can see all of what we're talking about.
Right. This is beautiful. I know you put this together, the Azalea Trail. I remember when we met, you told me you had learned how to put together promotional materials. It's so well done.
Yes, I had a good time last summer developing all this.
Learning. Well, I'm seeing on this, you know, I meant to bring up the General Lafayette, the Fuchsia Formosa Azalea. This was named in front of the marquee.
In the 1940s, they designated the Fuchsia Pink Formosa, the General Lafayette, in honor of Marquis de Lafayette
mm-hmm.
as our city flower.
Right.
Yes.
So would you describe it for people?
It's an evergreen Formosa Fuchsia, more of the hot pink side.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lavender hue to it, but it's just beautiful. Those are the most prevalent along St. Mary and Grand Mall Boulevard.
They're kind of a light, a lavender pinkish.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What other colors?
We have about five or six popular varieties here. The Fuchsia Formosa, we have the Red Formosa, the Gigi Gerbing Whites, the Pride of Mobile, which is a beautiful pink, the Judge Solomon, which is more of a coral, and the George Tabers, which are a light pink. So, for example, on St. Mary Boulevard, there's a location called Seven Oaks. It's a home that's, the yard is full of azaleas. They have a lot of the Gigi Gerbings there. Beautiful. Now,
what is the season for azaleas? When really are they at their peak?
Azaleas start blooming in late February through into March. Depending on the weather and the rains, they can last for a few weeks.
It seems like some years they've peaked earlier. Is it because of the warmth or what? What triggers
they
that?
They could. Like, for example, last year we had a pristine spring with a little warm front in February, so they started blooming late February, and we had them for almost 4 weeks. They were beautiful.
I live off of Mall, and I have to say I feel like I have one of the most beautiful drives in Lafayette.
Yes.
There's so many beautiful areas, but to drive down Mall Street, I brag about it all the time.
It's a beautiful place.
I was so happy to see that we were one of the main attractions on the Azalea Trail.
Another dream of mine is to grow this onto our grander boulevard. So there is a boulevard page on our website, and I did a presentation to the City Parish Council that possibly one day we could plant azaleas on our beautiful boulevards where we have oak trees.
So where would that be?
There's several around town. There's Cajun Dome. My dream is to decorate Cajun Dome with red and white formosas in university colors. Camellia Boulevard, I'd love to make a kaleidoscope of colors down Camellia. Turlings Boulevard, I've already spoken with the school there. They're interested in partnering, so possibly the Reds down Turlings Boulevard. But there's Rue de Billier, there's
Well, it'll come to you.
There's several around town.
So I get it that azalea is your favorite plant. Like, you're not into other.
I like a lot of plants, but I see this as a cultural attraction for Lafayette.
Right.
I got really excited when I saw the thousands that were going into Texas and Mobile just to see their flowers. And I thought, wow, that's wonderful. Right. We can bring this back for Lafayette.
Now, I know back in the 60s, if I remember my history right, Lady Bird Johnson was big into beautification of the interstate system. And wasn't she a driving force behind a lot of this?
Scenic Lafayette is an affiliate of Scenic America. And Scenic America was spearheaded and formed out of Lady Bird Johnson's and the Highway Beautification Act.
I've worked in the past, Denise, with different groups that have wanted to beautify our local I-10, you know, and I-49.
Yes.
And I found out the hard way that it's more difficult than you think, because even when you want to have pretty, I guess they're weeds, but they're beautiful flowers that grow wild, it's hard to cut the grass around that. So they tend to get mowed down because of the expense of keeping the grass up. So you have to be careful where you look at beautification efforts. So.
Yes.
Do you have other, let's talk about your board. I know you've got a strong group of people that you work with, and I've got a preliminary list. I don't want to leave anybody out, but on your board of directors, I saw it was Lynn Guidry, Stafford Barnett, who's been involved from the beginning, June Fall, Heather Warner Finley, who's a neighbor also off of Mall Street, Brandy Cavett, Cheryl Perrett, David Begno, another family that lives off of Mall Street, Cindy Wiley and Robert Jarrett. And you must be, are you on the board of?
No, I'm a member.
A member. But one of the spokespeople, I think, that they send
for
out.
For the Azalea Trail.
And then you have a very big board of advisors, too, from around the community. So
yes, we would like to develop that more. Anybody that's interested in joining Scenic Lafayette, we'd love to have you with us. And anybody that's interested in joining the Azalea Trail Committee, we would love to have you with us. Our contact information is on our website, azaleatrail.org.
What type of commitment do you look for in volunteers?
We meet once a month, Scenic Lafayette, volunteers for the Azalea Trail. We do want volunteers right now. We did a lot of planting projects this winter, and we'd like to get some help in bucketing water to the azaleas at Girard Park.
I wondered
and
how
the visitor
you keep
center.
Them. Yeah, you keep them going.
They're very hardy. They grow so easily here, even with minimal water. But we're going to water them and make sure they get well established this summer. We've invested a lot in this planting this winter, so we'll make sure they get established.
The Parks Department is a partner. In seeing the plannings to
They've helped us with Jefferson Street, and they're going to be doing some more work with us. Parks, helped us with Girard Park. They did. The Parks Department helped us with the Girard Park planting. And we thank them.
With Project Front Yard, so many people want to look at keeping our litter to a minimum and beautifying, but it really takes volunteer groups such as yours to make this be sustainable, because government just has limited resources.
That's right. They're doing a great job, too. The parks are great and the trees and all, but it does take people that are interested in keeping the landscape beauty up, and Project Front Yard is one of our partners. We're glad to be there. I'm also serving on Keep Lafayette Beautiful now, so I want to bridge that these efforts between Cape Lafayette Beautiful and Scenic Lafayette, and advocate for people to keep our landscape beautiful.
What does Keep Lafayette Beautiful do? I've been to the meetings, but would you explain?
I'm going to learn more, but they do advocacy and cleanup events. I'll learn more. I just got on board, and haven't been to a meeting yet, so I'm looking forward to serving.
It can be frustrating when you get involved in cleanup efforts, and then you see one day it's clean, the next day trash magically reappears. But with the planning that you're doing, I think it will encourage people to keep these areas clean.
It's amazing. We did door-to-door campaigns over the last 3 years to everyone along the trail, residents, businesses. It's developed a lot of fruit. People are cleaning up their azaleas, planting azaleas. Mm-hmm. They're really interested. We have a lot more people following us on Scenic Lafayette. So I think just in the work we're doing, it creates an interest and an appreciation for our landscape beauty.
You know, I'm thinking we have some azaleas that got kind of overgrown. When is the best time to trim them?
The best time to prune azaleas is right after bloom time in April or May. You can cut out the dead woody areas and trim them back a little bit. Really, if you don't need to trim back too much, just let them grow.
So that wild look is okay?
Yeah. They start budding in late summer for the next spring blooms, just like the camellias. They start growing their buds after July.
So you don't want to
cut them starting in July.
Okay.
Right.
So we could trim them back later April.
And keep them free of vines. Mm-hmm. And they do well.
Yeah. They're so beautiful. Yeah. Well, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Sure. I'm very passionate about the historic properties, too.
Well, let's talk about that.
I want to not only help bring those back to their beauty, but develop some type of attraction for Lafayette in a few years with azaleas and historic properties. The Chaffalai National Heritage Group, they're doing great work, and they have some work they're going to be doing on scenic byways and so forth. They want to be part of the Azalea Trail attraction, too. There's a group that's formed for the Old Spanish Trail, Highway 90. They've been doing a lot for that. So I'm going to be a part of that group, too. Back in the 50s, there was an Evangeline Trail that the Lafayette JCs had developed also, and that's on our website, the brochure. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of azaleas in the surrounding communities. So there's a lot of potential for all of this to be a great attraction.
Right, right. Do you partner with Roxana Usner with the Historical Preservation with the city?
We want to bring back the cultural Azalea Trail signs as well. So the Chaffalai Group is going to help fund that.
Right. That's great.
Yes.
Well, as you can see, Denise, we're here with Jason Secor. Thank you for taping us, Jason.
Oh, of course.
I know he's got some questions. Now, Jason is a transplant the last few years from out west, so I don't know if you were familiar with azaleas before.
I did a gig at the Azalea Festival in Alabama, and that's the only thing that I knew.
Yeah.
And the next day, all of our gear was covered in
the buds.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was amazing. The gear smelled great. Never smelled better. You talked about one of your projects, cleanup efforts. Is that just more cleaning up, or is that also planting, or is it kind of both?
We had to clean up some historic bushes this past winter that were overgrown in vines, and we're doing it out of interest in keeping them and preserving them, and also trying to get the neighborhoods involved in taking ownership of it. Back in the 40s and 50s, the neighbors along this trail would take care of the bushes. In other words, for example, there was a retired gentleman in Mouton Gardens who would trim the azaleas and keep them clean of vines. So we're trying to bring that interest back in the neighborhoods. The city has a lot to do, and if we could kind of all pitch in a little bit, we can keep them nice. So we cleaned up Arbolata, the entrance to Arbolata, which is a historic Tudor neighborhood, very beautiful.
Right by UL Lafayette.
We cleaned up St. Mary. Mm-hmm. The city has committed to helping us next year prune back St. Mary a little bit because they're very overgrown. Mm-hmm. But when you're looking at historic bushes that big, you don't want to take off more than a third of the bush because they're really, really big, and they're woody. Their stems are like, barky. So that we'll be working on that next spring. We cleaned up a couple of other areas.
Okay. Excellent. Well, and the reason I ask is I've led a couple Raider Solutions efforts to actually do trash pickups. We spent a day just walking up and down Camellia, picking it up.
Wonderful.
And so I encourage everybody to get out there and do that, but also beautifying the city with plants. So you seem to know a lot about azaleas. Did you? Is this knowledge that you brought into this project, or did you learn this along the way?
I've learned a lot just by reading and living in Lafayette, but let's talk about the families that actually did a lot to bring beauty to Lafayette.
Certainly.
In the 30s. The Hymans. The Moutons, mm-hmm. and Henri Bendel, those mm-hmm. families had landscape nurseries. So Bendel Gardens was a formal nursery. They had over 3,000 azaleas on that property at one time, and we have the historic postcards that they used to put out at the camps and the visitor centers. So there was a big effort to beautify Lafayette. These families did a great job. Mm-hmm. They knew what they were doing. They planted pine trees. Pine trees are great mulch for these plants. Mm-hmm. They planted a lot of camellias, cypress, mm-hmm. magnolias. Marguerite Drive in Bendel Gardens is a magnolia drive. The whole street is lined up with magnolias, okay? So they definitely put a lot of effort into beautifying this urban part of Lafayette. They did a great job. And we're trying to bring that forward, educate everyone, and just have a great appreciation mm-hmm. to maintain it. My dream is to eventually break the trail up into districts, break it into like a downtown historic district, mm-hmm. a university oil center district, and then develop a gardens district where possibly we could have garden tours. So the Mouton Gardens, Greenbrier, Bendel Gardens, and Whittington, all mm-hmm. these older neighborhoods in town would become a gardens district.
Okay.
So we could divide it up that way.
Right.
And then develop into a newer brochure with pictures of our historic properties and our museums, too. So UL has been a great partner with us also. I want to mention them. They planted a lot of azaleas along St. Mary. The Hilliard Museum has a lot of azaleas. Mm-hmm. So in a few years, it's really going to be very beautiful.
You work with the horticulture department at
I
UL?
I don't, but yes, I have. Uh-huh. Yes, they have partnered with us.
They've helped me in the past.
Yes,
yeah,
they
very
have.
Helpful.
They've planted, in fact, we're going to be planting the red and whites in front of Angel Hall mm-hmm. very soon. They planted some on the alumni grounds. Their crew did the planting at the French House in the Whittington Forest, and the master gardeners partnered and provided the bushes. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great partnership
it's
all
a great,
around.
Great educational opportunity
yes.
for the whole community. It's
fantastic.
Yes, when you partnership, that is the most beautiful thing about the Coolidge Boulevard project. The last meeting we did with the city, we all came to the table and gave our resources. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. The city's going to do a lot for us for Coolidge with possibly some of the handling of the paver work and the sod. But we're still in that project right now and getting bids on getting that done.
Uh-huh. Are they going to replace some of the existing bushes with
We're going to keep the historic ones that mm-hmm. are healthy, and we're going to replant a lot more azaleas, shishis, and we're going to try to include some native plants down Coolidge.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So I know we're talking heavy azalea today, and it is a beautiful flower. If you don't have one in your front yard, you should probably just go plant one. They're very easy to maintain. But what other flowers are, if you want to beautify your property, would you recommend outside of azaleas?
There's so many.
That are easy to keep.
That are easy to keep,
depending
yeah.
Depending on the sun or the shade. The impatiens are wonderful for shade. There's a lot of different azaleas. You can do the little gumbo pinks in a bed, the encores. The smaller azaleas are great for flower beds. Mm-hmm. And for public streetscapes, the formosas are the best because they're more hardier. There's so many. Camellias are great. I'm encouraging more camellias because I'd love to develop eventually one day another area where we could have a camellia walking garden where people could get down and see this. This is what states are doing, cities are doing, and they're bringing in a lot of tourism.
Excellent.
And we've got the great landscape backdrop mm-hmm. already. We've got great rich acid soil, mm-hmm. lots of rain, mm-hmm. with perfect climate.
Okay. It was a selfish question because we have a lot of hibiscus plants, and so let's
yes.
diversify a little bit, you know. But
yeah, they're beautiful.
They really are.
They're beautiful.
Let's plug the website one more time. What is it? Azalea?
Azaleatrail.org.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it. And Jan, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. And let's go over that date again. The Azalea Trail Bicycle and Classic Car Cruise is coming up on March 9th, and it's going to start, cyclists start at 1 p.m. Yes. at Park Sanssouci downtown, and then the car cruise, there'll be vintage cars from 1975 and back, starting at 2 p.m. at the Lafayette Visitor Center. and there's more on the website. And we want to thank Trail also, locally, yes. Scott Schilling and his team for partnering with you, as well as LCBC.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, Denise Lenklo, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to see you because you bring your heart and soul to what you do, and you're making our community a much more beautiful place.
Well, I think that our beautiful, natural, organic landscape and environment is given to us by our Creator, and it enriches our humanity, and it's important that we keep our city clean.
It's beautifully said. Thank you so much. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Discover Lafayette. This podcast and all of our shows can be found at discoverlafayette.net or anywhere that you get your podcast, iTunes and other places. On behalf of Discover Lafayette, this is Jan Swift. Thank you.